Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
That's right. This is a Wednesday on Purple Daily. Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, Declan Goff. And that means write that down predictions and an accountability session. We are the only show in America that keeps track of our predictions and actually calls each other to the car. You say, well, you guys are wrong all the time. Well, you'll find out about that in this segment every single Wednesday. Judd Zolgad's got the bobblehead collection rocking again here. Who do you have there? You have Sid Hartman and a generic white guy named Glenn Perkins.
The closer, Glenn Perkins.
There we go. We're bringing the
very generic white guy is correct.
Purple Daily is presented by our friends at TCL TVs. Enjoy more of what you love at TCL. We'll get to our guest listener predictor, Pulford, here in just a moment. Pulford Skoll, loyal viewer and listener of Vikings Ventline and participant. So we'll jump into him and his predictions in a second here. But also, Federated Mutual Insurance Company has been helping business owners for over 100 years in the state of Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, they have been doing some amazing work during this pandemic year, too, just giving business owners risk management materials, whether it's pandemic plans or even, you know, you're thinking about returning to the office. Think about all the things as a business owner that you have to be on top of when it comes to risk management. That's where Federated comes in. Trusted resources, over 100 years of experience. Stop by their website, federatedinsurance.com, or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect
yours. That? You like that?
All right. You guys want to jump into this?
Yeah.
Should we rip the Band-Aid off here?
Oh,
see what happens.
It's not good, huh?
We'll also get into a follow-up from our State of Kirk Cousins episode from yesterday.
All right.
So here is how Write That Down works. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdown passes. In the Mackey and Judd edition of Write That Down every Wednesday, it is batting averages and home runs. If you want to be part of the segment, just send a DM to me at Phil Mackey or at Dex's tweets on Twitter or Instagram. You can also find Dex, it's the underscore Dexter for Declan on Instagram if you would like to participate. We'll start with Judd. Judd had nothing come off the board for like the sixth straight week.
I like how this is shaping up for me.
He's just Brooks Bollinger handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson every single week, refusing to throw a pass. And so
an honorary Kubiak. That's what I am.
You are.
I'm an honorary Kubiak. We just run.
So I'm gonna highlight some predictions that are still on the board when we don't have anything to come off the board. Judd said a few weeks ago, there will be a credible report that the Vikings were one of the teams interested in the Falcons' fourth overall pick, or they will obtain said pick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is percolating? How do you feel about this?
I feel like it's gone dormant for now, but that makes sense. So I think there have been calls made. I think there are players who possibly will be available that the Vikings would very much like to move up and get. But I mean, this is going to now go quiet for a few weeks, and then probably, if it's going to be active, come up again. So I feel good about this as far as the report goes, because I think it's going to unfold that we will find it out.
Sure. All right. I came in here with this one. I told you guys, whenever Mel Kiper's next mock draft comes out, he will still have the Vikings trading in the first round. He had them trading up for, I think it was Sewell in his 3.0, trading up to like 9 or 10. and he had them standing pat and taking Darrisaw with the 14th pick. So Mel got a little, I think Mel got a little skittish with his trades. He went a little trade crazy in the 3.0, and then Godfather Mock backed off and only had like two trades in the 4.0. Pansy. What a wimp. Put yourself out there.
Yeah, just
man.
Rip him.
Come on, Mel. Come at me, bro. Come at me with that hair. All right, listeners had nothing come off the board as well, but here's a couple of highlighted predictions that are still on the board. Listener Rob said the Vikings and the Bills will play in the Super Bowl in 2021. I think the Bills are in a better spot right now until the Vikings find linemen.
Once the Vikings find
some linemen, we can have that conversation. But
agreed.
Let's see. The Browns just added Jadeveon Clowney today as well. 1 year, $10 million.
They're a hip-happening place to be now. It's sort of like the film Draft Day. Can't wait for Friday to talk about that one.
Mackie and Judd, Friday Sports Movie Rewind, Draft Day. Be there.
Three pages of notes.
Listener David said the Timberwolves will win a championship before the Vikings. How do you, now that A-Rod's the owner of the Timberwolves, how do you feel about David's prediction?
You know, in the sick sort of way, I'd feel pretty good about that prediction. Wouldn't you?
Kind of like it.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about anything involving Timberwolves and championship, but
you just wait. You know, just wait. Does that count if they keep the name Timberwolves and but they're the Seattle Timberwolves?
That's a great question. If they move and keep the name Timberwolves,
I think it counts.
Then yes, it's still on the board. If they relocate and essentially like change all of the branding,
scrub themselves
over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Declan, you said Eric Wilson will not re-sign with the Vikings.
Hey, all right.
You were correct on that. And so here are the stats for the season. Judd with the highest completion percentage at 46%, no touchdowns. Declan at 31%, no touchdowns. I'm at 27%, but all I do is throw touchdown passes with three. Listeners, 9% completions, no touchdowns on the season. And that brings us to the actual predictions here. And our friend Pulford School, loyal Ventline participant, a little bit of an echo there we might have to deal with. But Pulford, what's going on with you today? Are you ready to throw the ball deep or check down? What's your strategy?
Does the echo better now, gentlemen?
I think so.
Oh, no. Oh,
wait, hold on. I can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
There we go. Pulford,
try now. Pulford.
Yep, we got
there
you.
There we go. All right.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that. Just had a little IT issues. We're going to do a little of everything. We're going to do the checkdowns, and we're throwing a Hail Mary with a few seconds left, and I've got some good ones.
Love it.
Love it. All right, Pulford's one of our favorites here.
Write this down.
We're going to start like this. We're going to go around the room three times. Pulford, Judd, Declan, back to me, Phil, and we'll, like I said, make three trips around the room. So throw your first pass here, Pulford.
All right. The first one is a check down. It's the Vikings at 3rd and 8. We've been doing that back and forth punting thing. Kirk Cousins, shotgun. He's going to hit BC Johnson for a slant at about 4 yards, well short of the first down, and BC's going to get rocketed, and then we're going to punt. But it's going to be a completion. So the first one I've got for just the easy completion, because we've got to get the listeners up a little bit, is at least one current offensive lineman is not, or excuse me, one offensive lineman is not currently on the team. So that could be a trade. Could be a draft pick, could be another free agency side, but one day one starting offensive lineman is not currently with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. They've got some things they can do.
You're right. If you're not right, they're in a lot of trouble.
Dakota Dozier.
Yeah, Rashad Hill at right tackle, Brian O'Neill at left tackle.
You guys are way too low on Mason Cole, okay? Right. He's going to come in here. He's basically Steve Hutchinson in a Cardinals uniform coming over here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Cardinals just didn't appreciate it.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
You guys are way too negative on the show. Let's go back to Judd.
Justin Fields will be taken within the first 7 picks of the draft. So, like, there's all the speculation. He's going to—it's Tua last year. There's, you know, he's going to fall to a—the Vikings might have a chance in him. Justin Fields will be taken within the first 7 picks of this draft.
Okay. Yeah, I love that Mel has the Patriots trading up with the Cowboys, too. It's almost like someone at ESPN's like, listen, it doesn't matter if you're right or not, but if you say the Patriots and the Cowboys are going to make a trade for a quarterback, it's going to get a ton of clicks, and Mike Greenberg is going to get like 4 different platforms that the show is
exactly.
On
there, so. That's the most important thing is how can it be repurposed for TV and radio? That's exactly right.
Mel comes in, he's like, Patriots trade Bill Belichick to the Bengals to move up to number 5.
Write that down.
It's crazy. All right, Declan, your first throw here under center.
All right, similar to Judd's, but it's with Mac Jones. Mac Jones will not go in the first 15 picks of the draft.
Whoa, dude.
Mac Jones will not go in the first 15 picks of the draft.
Dude, that is 100% a touchdown, right? Just based on
everything
we know now.
Just gave that a touchdown.
Yeah. Because I think, I mean, the fact that he speculated to go third and the Patriots are sitting at 15.
That's just 15 picks? No, that's a winner. Ooh, boy.
Love it. Love it. All right. Gentlemen, I'm also going to take a quarterback-related swing here, but it pertains to the Minnesota Vikings.
Write this down.
The Vikings will draft one of these three quarterbacks: Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask, or Davis Mills. Mm. The Vikings will draft one of those three quarterbacks. I'm not going to tell you around. Maybe they get weird and draft one of these guys in the first round. I don't know. I don't want to say around. Maybe they get a second round pick in some other trade.
So you're not going to specify. You're just going to give us one of the three.
I'm going to say Kellen Mond, Kyle Trask, and Davis Mills. And Kellen Mond, I think, would be the most fun because
I agree.
I think he's the most probably. I would say Kyle Trask is the most like household name of the three, but Kellen Mond seems to be the one with the most upside, according to people smarter than me. All right, back to Pulford Skull for his second prediction.
All right, I'm going to save the Hail Mary for the end because that's a good one.
Nice.
The second one, I'll let you guys be the judge if this is a touchdown or not. Or maybe I should say be the judge if it's a touchdown or not.
Oh, I like what you did there.
The first play of the 2021 season on offense for the Minnesota Vikings will be a pass. It will probably, I'm not saying write this part down now, but it's probably going to be the old safety blanket, number 19, Adam Thielen. Kirk Cousins, he's going to take the ball under center. He's going to turn around, fake it to Delvin Cook. But before that, we're going to get the, ready! And the audience is going to be clapping as Kirk's squeaking, and then he's going to throw it to Adam Thielen.
So wait, so what's the write that down, though?
It's a lot in there.
The write that down is the first play of the NFL 2021 season for the Minnesota Vikings on offense is going to be a pass.
Okay.
That's not a touchdown in my opinion, but
I don't know, man.
But if you went with the specifics, it is a touchdown. So the Thielen one, if you say it's going to Thielen, I think that's a touchdown.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Let's ask Declan, what do you think? Should we make it a touchdown?
I think you make it a touchdown, man. I think you go all in.
All right, it's going to Thielen.
I like it.
All right, there it is. So are we counting the voice cracking thing? We're not counting the voice cracking thing?
No, we don't need to count that, but I just tweet it.
Back to Judd Zulgad here, your second
prediction. Oh, my second prediction. The Washington football team will move up from the 19th pick in the first round. The Washington football team will trade to move up in the first round of the draft.
Okay. Off the record, what's your thinking here?
Quarterback.
Okay.
That they are in prime position to get a QB, right? I mean, here's the thing is Haskins failed, so are they worried about Justin Fields because of that? That I don't know. But anyway, they need a quarterback.
You know, it's funny, like this is probably worth an episode at some point. So I am not defending Haskins by any means. He might just be a flat out bust. But I feel like we're in this era of quarterback play in the NFL where if you don't become an absolute stud by the time you're like 24, 25 years old, you're just like Sam Darnold. We just write guys off. Mm-hmm. And it used to be that sometimes like Rich Gannon needed 10 years before he became an actual viable quarterback. But teams aren't patient.
If you're not if you come into the league now as a quarterback and you are not mature and you're just a kid, which by the way, lots of guys are, you're sort of screwed, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you're what, 21, 22, you go out drinking, blah, blah, blah. The problem now is teams don't have time to, like, go through that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's.
Write that down.
All right, Declan, your second prediction.
All right, two Kyle Pitts predictions to round things off, because I may as well just declare myself the king of the Kyle Pitts fan club.
Well, you are.
This is just an absolute.
It's like out of nowhere, too.
Kyle Pitts will go in the top five of the NFL draft. Kyle Pitts will go in the top five of the NFL draft.
That's a little ballsy for
him.
I don't think it's a touchdown. It's not a touchdown, but
I think it's a solid completion.
It's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a Kyle Pitts prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write this down. Somebody will trade up to get Kyle Pitts.
Off the record, how high do you think they'll trade up?
Maybe to four. I could see someone trading up to four or five.
He's damn good, dude.
No, I know he is.
And the Bengals need a bunch of things. Like if the Bengals thought they could trade back and still get a tackle, they would probably trade with a team that's looking for Kyle Pitts. They could also draft Kyle Pitts.
We'll see.
Okay.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. Pulford Skoll. This is the Hail Mary throw we've all been waiting for.
Judd, you kind of borrowed my last one here just a little bit. There's a slight in there. And I don't know what you guys are talking about. They got Taylor Heinicke. QB1, baby.
That's yeah. Right. Good for them.
Hey, who knows? All right. The Hail Mary. Write that down. Now I want you guys, we're going to set the stage. All right. The Vikings are playing Seattle at home this year. There's 1 minute and 5 seconds left. Fourth quarter. The Vikings are down by 5. Does this sound familiar?
It does.
It's third and 12. Sounds haunting. It's third and 12 on the Vikings side of the field. We'll say Vikings 40. Kirk Cousins in shotgun. Got to have it. No timeouts left. And this is a parlay for you, Judd. We haven't had a parlay in a while.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the three parts to it.
All right.
The Vikings' first pick of the NFL 2021 draft will not be number 14.
Okay.
Will not be number 14. That's number one.
Okay.
So it could be number 8. Mm-hmm. It could be 22. It could be 17, which I've done a lot of mock drafts on the Pro Football Network, and the Redskins love trading with the Vikings.
Interesting.
So it will not be pick 14. It will not be an offensive lineman with their first pick of the NFL 2021 draft. And the pick will please Mike Zimmer. Cornerback. Sorry, call.
And so the first two things are very quantifiable. They won't pick 14, and it won't be an offensive lineman. And the third thing, so we're saying it's going to be a defensive player?
It will please Mike Zimmer, so that's open to interpretation.
Because I have
learned the rules. I've learned the rules and how they can be manipulated.
We can do that. I mean, the third part of the parlay, a little bit of a layup, because he's probably going to come out and say that he likes any pick. But I think if you get the first two right, it's a touchdown anyways. So I'm good. I'm good with this if you guys are.
Yeah,
and we can help quantify
it's
the
parlay
third.
Too. So yeah, I'm three things have to come off for it to happen.
That's good.
Yep, that's definitely. I like it.
Write this down.
Love it. And these things are going to come off the board. That one's going to come off the board in the next 2 weeks. So Pulford, since you've got this platform here on Purple Daily, is there anyone in your life that you'd like to thank that got you to this peak moment of your existence?
Well, I not that my mom was like a big football fan or anything like that, and she since passed away, but I remember when I was a kid, 98, I was watching on the tube TV the Vikings versus the Falcons, and it's safe to say down here in Tennessee, 98, because I won't get beat up there in Minnesota. I remember watching that game with her, and she could not figure out why I was getting so into it. I was probably this far from the TV. Gary Anderson hadn't missed a kick in, 2 years, I think it was?
All season that year. He's perfect, yep.
Yep, perfect. It was a 38-yard field goal, I think, to put the Vikings up by 10.
Yeah, keep going, yeah.
Yep, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, twist it or anything. And he kicks it, and I was like, why did that not go in? He doesn't miss. And my mom was so confused. She didn't get it. And then I mean, that's where I really fell in love with football, and I was explaining it to her. I think I was 10, 11 years old, something like that. And I remember that moment and cherish it with her. And just always been a big Vikings fan ever since, representing down here right outside Nashville, Tennessee. So I get to see a lot of Titans games, but the Vikings are my number one. And I thank you guys for your channel every day. And I enjoy it.
Love it, man.
Thank
and
you.
By the way, that was a paradigm shifting kick for me as well. It was the first time that I was ever crushed by the Vikings. Like him missing that kick didn't make sense. It didn't compute. And then I sort of short-circuited and just bawled my eyes out after the game was over. And now I have a hardened soul now, I think, because of that kick being missed 20 years ago.
20-plus years ago, every time a kicker goes up, even an extra point, I look away from the TV. I can't watch a kick.
Just
smart
just
move.
Haunting
memory, Blair Walsh, Bailey, smart move. Don't watch the TV.
Amazing.
Tell Zim to do the same thing, Pulford.
All right, that's Pulford Skoll. He's one of our favorites here on in the Purple Daily community and on Vikings Vent Line. We'll talk again soon, man.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, Skoll to Pulford. All right, back over to Judd. Your final prediction of the week.
All right, my final prediction for our football predictions. The Jacksonville Jaguars will be in the playoffs by 2022. So either this season, next, or both, the Jaguars with a quarterback who's going to be really damn good are going to make the playoffs either 2021 or 22. Oh. But they will, the latest, but it'll be by 2022. So what I'm saying is they're very close to being a playoff team because that's what a quarterback can do for you.
Yeah, just say, just for the purposes of us not losing track of this, just say in either 2021 or 2022.
Okay.
Just that, my friend.
Write this down.
Is how a quarterback can redefine your franchise.
All right.
And that is how you push predictions into the future if you're leading the completion percentage.
Hey, you got to, you know what? You got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself.
All right. Over to Declan, your final prediction.
All right. Last one. Another Kyle Pitts one. Kyle Pitts will break Mike Ditka's rookie tight end receiving yards record.
That record still stands?
It's still, I had to double check.
Me with the way the game's changed and all the great tight ends.
No, yeah, it has. Wow. The that's person that's come weird. Jeremy Shockey in 2002.
Yeah.
And then even Evan Ingram for the Giants in 2017 at 722.
That is remarkable. That's from the, you know, Model T era of football, basically.
Like Aaron Hernandez is slow down this list. Like, it's been, yes, it's 1961. So the receiving yards record is 1,076. So I think Kyle Pitts will break the rookie tight end's receiving yard record.
Nice. Mm.
All right, write this down. Final prediction here.
Write this down.
I don't mean to be going at my guy Mel Kiper here on this show, but write this down. A player that Mel Kiper has in his final mock draft at pick 20 or later. So Mel Kiper's final mock draft, pick 20 or later.
Mm-hmm.
A player in that group will go in the top 10. Write it down.
Okay.
You don't believe in Mel anymore. You're pushing Mel out the door is what you're not so subtly pushing him right out the door.
Just saying. I think he's having a hard time gauging what's going to happen in this draft. And there's a lot of
the trades threw him off.
Certainty.
The trades completely threw him off.
I think he's shook for sure.
So write that down.
Those are your write that down predictions and accountability session. A follow up to our state of Kirk Cousins discussion in just a brief moment here. But Declan, why don't you tell the masses I saw you post a video yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You have, you know, at first I was like, is that, I can't tell, is that Declan or is that Rory McIlroy? Like, your swings look so much alike now that you've gone
totally.
To get your swing fixed.
Yeah, both of us miss cuts. You know, that's kind of what we do. That's me and Rory do.
He did shoot plus eight or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd be plus 80 on Augusta. I have 800. Plus 80 would be a win for this guy on Augusta's National Golf Course. But yes, I stopped in at the PGA Tour Superstore locally here in Minnetonka. I did the van fitting experience. They tried out a different combination of club heads and shafts. I found the exact kind of shafts and clubs that I need for my game, and it's going to be a blast to get out there and hit some clubs this year. Can't wait to do it. Go check it out. It's the van fitting experience at the PGA Tour Superstore in Minnetonka.
Also, while we're talking about fixing things, if you've got a phone, tablet, or laptop that maybe is beyond fixing, maybe it's broken down, well, maybe you should get a new one and go to Wamatech. Wamatech is a local company, and they source pre-owned cell phones, tablets, and laptops to save you money. And they'll even buy your old device for cash. Buy, sell, trade in, whatever you need, Wamatech.com. Also, people ask all the time, you know, thank you to these people, by the way. We love listening to you guys or watching you guys. What's the best way we can support you? Supporting our sponsors and the people that help keep this show, Purple Daily and Mackie and Judd, on every day, for better or worse. So whether that's Wamatech or any other sponsor that we talk about on this show, find them online, Wamatech.com, Wamatech.com. All right, boys.
You like that? You like that?
So we did a deep dive yesterday on Purple Daily into the state of Kirk Cousins. And the question that we posed, or that I posed to you guys, was if he is as great as the stats say that he is, he's third all-time completion percentage. He's sixth all-time in passer rating, right? He's 15th all quarterbacks ever in yards per attempt, ahead of Mount Rushmore of quarterback Hall of Fame type guys, right? And he is just regularly putting up 4,000 yards and big touchdown numbers. Then why don't his teams win more? He's a 500 quarterback. Why don't his teams win more? We did the deep dive on that. And on Twitter yesterday, I posted, just to sort of add on to my question, which is, listen, I know that you can't just attribute wins only to quarterbacks, that, like, it is a team sport, definitely a team sport. but it's a team sport that skews a lot more toward one position than, say, baseball does or hockey does. That one position has such a huge influence on winning and losing games and leadership behind the scenes and just dictating the action, that you can't just treat every player equally. Like, oh, football's a team sport. I mean, it's a team sport that, like, has a huge skew toward one position and the influence that one position has. So I want to read you guys a list here, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this. I'm going to read you a list of the all-time quarterback win percentage rankings since the 80s. And you tell me, as I go through this list, do you think this quarterback, and all of them, there's like 15 of them, the top 15, do you think these quarterbacks are products of luck and a great infrastructure? Or do you think that they are driving forces for a 5, 10, 15-year infrastructure that became great? Because I think that's the thing that people are wrestling with, which is, well, Kirk's a great quarterback. He just doesn't have the help around him that some of the other guys have,
mm-hmm.
right? So I want to read these names. I'll just go one by one, and you tell me. Obviously, sometimes it's both. But do you think more a product of a system or more the driving force for why the system became a winning system? All right.
Okay.
The number one, I'll start with number one win percentage of all time, Pat Mahomes.
He's unreal.
Product of a system or driving force for the system being as great as it is.
The driving force.
Tom Brady.
Driving force.
I think so too. And it might be like 70-30, right? Because like Bill Belichick is amazing.
Right. But he's taken multiple. So he took a system and halfway through drove it to a championship.
Driving force.
Which in the first half of that season didn't necessarily really work.
Mm-hmm. Joe Montana.
Driving force, but he brought to an art form what Bill Walsh, who was the architect of the system, wanted done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to lean more product of the system, because even with he plugged and play Steve Young, and it was similar result. I mean, he's an all-time Hall of Fame quarterback. We're not disputing that. But I think it's more of a product of an unbelievable system with Walsh.
But you still have to be that good to drive it.
Sure.
I would say still on Montana, he drove that system, because I could have plugged a lot of guys into it, and they never would have had the success that Montana had.
Mm-hmm. And Phil Jackson's NBA teams would tell you that, right? Like, he had a great mm-hmm. system, but
yeah, you get
the dude. I mean,
you got to plug in the right guys.
Michael Jordan, yeah,
yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, he drove it himself. I mean, it was his system. He mm-hmm. he basically called the plays.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I think I know the answer to this next one. Jim McMahon is fifth on the all time quarterback
driving force.
What
are you talking about? Yeah, no, he's a product of the system.
Product of the bottle.
Yeah,
Hand off to Walter Payton and
had some good times.
Score 11 points to win a game if needed. Uh-huh. Russell Wilson, Big Ben, Aaron Rodgers are the next three on this list.
Oh, I think they still. I think it's fair to say all three of them drove it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Because if you're given again, there's a lot of guys that I could have drafted in Pittsburgh who would have attempted to run the system, but would not have had the success that Big Ben did. So yeah.
Like, do you think Matt Flynn wins that Super Bowl in 2014 for the Seahawks?
Sure not. I think of
Russell Wilson was just along for the ride, was he?
I'd say of those three, who was the most likely to be product of a system, it'd be Big Ben. I think because the Steelers
early,
teams were early,
early
Big Ben.
Big Ben. Yeah.
Yep,
I agree with that.
Because I think the other two quarterbacks literally carried those teams to relevancy in Super Bowl.
Steve Young, Drew Brees, John Elway are the next three.
All three of them drove the system.
Yeah,
Steve Young's a phenomenal
again,
player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last three, and this is just the top 14 or 15 here, Jim Kelly, Brett Favre, Andrew Luck.
Luck to me is an incomplete. I don't know. I don't know, because he to me was a generationally great QB who was outstanding, but career got cut short. I don't know on Luck.
I think he was a driving force. He was
Favre drove that system. I mean, we saw guys try and run it before. Kelly. He drove it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's outstanding.
Dan Marino is like a couple down. It's like he's like three down from here. He has a 61% career winning percent, which is still really, he's like 50 or 60 games over 500 as a quarterback. And I guess, like, I mean, to me, the main point here is, like, it's not that quarterback wins are the all encompassing measurement that we should, like, especially in smaller samples where in one season you might go 7-9 because your defense is terrible. But over the course of time, quarterback wins are a reflection to me, and they do start, like, if you get to 5 or 10 years worth of sample size, unless you're operating in a complete dumpster fire train wreck, it does tell you which quarterbacks are influencing and driving winning in their position. And Kirk Cousins is a 500 quarterback after 6 years.
And Kirk Cousins
doesn't mean he's garbage, but he's not a driving force for winning games over the course of the last 6 years.
And for the most part, Kirk Cousins' name does not belong anywhere near the list that you just ran through, Phil. It doesn't. It simply does not. Like, I would never put Kirk with, like, Brett Favre or a Steve Young in Steve Young's prime, Montana. Like, there is no way that Kirk falls into that list. And the other thing with Kirk, too, though, is, and this is true of quarterbacks across the board right now, they are literally playing in the baseball equivalent of a juice ball era. So statistics now can't be interpreted. Like, you can't put up 2020 statistics against 1986 or 94. It's not fair to the QBs back then. Go back and watch those games. The rules, how the sport operated, is totally different. So you can't really bring me what QBs are now doing statistically and say, look at this, look at this. I need to see them play. I need to see them function. It's a different era of football, and it's fun to watch, but it's not the same.
So do you think, because, you know, one of the main themes yesterday, you know, in just discussing, arguing, exasperatingly discussing with some Vikings fans on social media yesterday was, why do you keep comparing Kirk Cousins to some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and in some cases some of the best quarterbacks of all time? Like, no one is saying that he's Tom Brady. Agreed. But this is a salary cap league, and my comeback is always, if this is a NASCAR race, all right, and there's 30 drivers or 50 drivers or whatever there is, and driver A is constantly falling behind drivers B, C, and D in terms of winning races or whatever it may be, or going deep in the playoffs in the case of football, right? Would you just say, well, I mean, it's just, you know, and they're all making the same money under the same salary cap, right? Well, driver A just isn't as good as driver B, C, and D. Why would you even compare them? Because they're all getting paid the same money under the same salary cap structure. That's where the comparison comes in. The Vikings opted in for that comparison when they made Kirk Cousins the third highest paid quarterback to the salary cap this year and the second highest paid guy next year. That's why it's a discussion. So I don't know. What's your comeback to that when people say, well, why are you holding Kirk to such a high standard? Your expectations of Kirk are unrealistic. What's your response to that, Judge?
My response to that is at the heart of the discussion that we're having on Kirk, I blame the Vikings. I blame the Vikings because the Vikings are the one last year who, by the way, could have foresaw what we all did, which is 2020 might not be great. And they went to Kirk and extended him again. And they kicked the can of the cap down the road. And as much as we all say, well, the cap's fake, no, it's not fake. You can extend things, but it's going to catch up to you at some point. Yeah. So I actually, my comeback to disarm the Kirk stands is actually, I blame the team. I mean, you can't, I'm sorry, I will continue to harp on this point. You cannot have watched Kirk Cousins for 3 years and right now actively be saying, the defense is almost fixed. The offensive line, Kirk's blind side, yeah, we'll get to it. Like, you can't be doing that now. I don't care what you do. That there has to be a coherent plan if you're going to pay him what they're paying him to spend a lot on the line, and they won't. So I actually defend Kirk. I think that this is a parental problem. I think the Vikings are the parents, and Kirk is the kid. And Kirk's screwing up at times, but I blame the parents. Get control of your kid. Get control of the situation. So my comeback is actually not anti-Kirk. It is, if you're going to do this with Kirk, what are you doing? Like, it's half-ass half the time, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and then the comeback is always, well, listen, the going market rate for a starting quarterback,
right,
you know, a top 20 quarterback, is what Kirk Cousins makes. To which I say, well, if you're paying that going rate for something other than a driving force for winning and leadership, then, I mean, that the market rate is one thing.
Yep.
But a winning blueprint and strategy is another thing. And it's not, they don't line up always, right? The market rate for something doesn't always line up for what the right blueprint is and strategy is for winning a Super Bowl.
Correct.
And so that's my comeback always. Well, that's the market rate. Well, then don't pay the market rate for it. Go find another way to build a championship team.
But Phil, with where the Vikings are right now and the philosophy of the direction that this roster should skew, you either have the wrong quarterback or the wrong coach. Like, this doesn't work with these two. 3 years I've seen it. It doesn't work. You either need a coach that's going to go all in on Kirk, and that means protecting him. That means a scheme that works for him completely. That means 14th pick. If there is a receiver still, you draft that person. Or it's the Zim way, which means, you know what? Unfortunately, you go Case Keenum. You go cheaper QB to build out in different places. So I find this to be a problem that goes well beyond one person or one player. I think that this is a problem of a puzzle that doesn't fit. And it's like 3 years of the pieces are spread out and it's almost done. And the Vikings keep saying, if we could just get this piece in, we'll wedge it this way. No, try that way. At some point in time, the puzzle doesn't fit.
Yeah, and I'm willing to give them this year. I mean, they've been working hard to add defensive pieces, and they've got the draft, and they're gonna push chips back in. And I'm not ready to say that it's just like completely. Hey, you have to blow everything up. I want to see what happens this year, and I'm curious to see. I mean, you can evolve. Mike Zimmer has talked about evolving and seeing that offenses are doing different things, and so he's going to tweak his defense. And so I will give him room to evolve, and I will give Kirk room to get better in some of the areas that they need him to get better in. But we'll see. It's all. Be a very interesting.
Mike can change. So. If you can change,
everybody can change.
Michael, change.
Everybody can change.
Kirk, you're going to change.
all right. That's a wrap on today's episode of Purple Daily presented by TCL. Tomorrow, boys, we have kind of a blank canvas tomorrow, and maybe we can do another midweek mock. Hopefully, Todd Father mock throws a mock out for us.
We're getting close, man. We are getting very close.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a 5-star rating or a positive review on Apple. See you guys.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.